This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hello everyone and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie and today I'm hosting an amazing singer and songwriter, Tom Tikka. Hi Tikka, how are you?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you, and I'm very happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Well, I'm very happy to be on your show, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and can you tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
Well, right now I'm finishing the Impersonators upcoming album. The album's going to come out in March, and we're wrapping it up. Most of it is mixed and mastered, and but there's a few songs that we need to tweak just a little bit. I'm also working on the Tom Tikka and the Missing Hubcaps EP coming out in January, the end of January, and then there's another EP by the Missing Hubcaps that's going to come out in June. So especially the one that's coming out in June still needs a lot of work, so that's basically more or less what I'm doing at the moment.
All right, sounds great. And you also released a new song called Just Like Christmas, and we like it very much. So can you tell me more about this song?
Well, it's a song that I wrote a number of years ago. It was basically inspired by, it'd be wrong to say it was inspired by my divorce, but I wrote it after I had gotten divorced about 8 years ago. It was my first Christmas without the kids, and I was feeling very lonely. And I remember trying to make the time go by faster. I picked up the guitar and started playing some of the Christmas tunes, the classic ones, and I kept playing for a couple of hours, to be honest with you. Not all of it was Christmas music, but just to bide the time. And then after a little while, a grain of an idea for Just Like Christmas, Love Is War formed, and then I started working on it. But the songs really, that's how it came about. I was just feeling very lonely, and if you're used to living with a load of children, I have six now, but back then I had four, and all of a sudden all the kids' sounds disappear and you find yourself in a studio apartment all by yourself. It's no picnic, and especially at Christmas time it was particularly difficult. And the lyrics came to me because I at some point after I had eaten the Christmas dinner I had prepared for myself, I went for a walk and watched the snowfall. The lyrics pretty much, it could be a diary entry. The lyrics will tell you exactly what happened during my walk. That's really what the song is about.
Yeah, and I'm very sorry to hear that you had such a hard situation in your life, but still a very beautiful song came out of it. So everyone make sure to listen to Tikka's song, Just Like Christmas. Okay, Tikka, and can you tell me, how does this current global situation impact your music career? Did you get the chance to have any concerts or local gigs?
Well, it doesn't really impact me a whole lot, to be honest with you, because both the Impersonators and Tom Tikka and the Missing Hubcaps are studio projects. There's just one person playing all the instruments, so going out on the road would be a tad difficult. And so, actually, I've had more concerts right now than I've had before, because I've done a few live gigs on Facebook, and in a very strange way, that's how it's impacted me. I know a lot of bands that go out and play live a lot. This is a dead period for them because there are no live shows and no concerts. But in my case, it's been the opposite. Since folks started doing this, these online concerts.
That's good to hear. You know, many musicians are struggling right now with live performances being practically non-existent. So it's good to hear that you've had a good experience. Okay, so can you tell me what's next for the upcoming months?
Like I already mentioned, the next Tom Tykke and the Missing Hopcaps EP is going to come out at the end of January, and then the Impersonators album is going to come out either in late March or early April. And then there will be another Tom Tykke and the Missing Hopcaps EP in June. And I'll be working on them feverishly.
Okay, that sounds great. And are you maybe planning any duets in the future?
Well, I have a song. Now that you mention it, I have a song that I'd like to. I would need a female voice for as well. It was written to be a duet, but I haven't gotten around to it. I got a demo of it. Now that you mention it, I gotta pick that project up again.
Yeah.
It's been in the plans for quite a while, but so far it hasn't happened. I'll make it happen. I wasn't going to release the Christmas single either, but 8 years after it was written, lo and behold, it came out. So the duet will be the same thing. It'll happen at some point when the time is right. So far, the time hasn't been right. But I had forgotten about it a little bit. And I'll actually pick it up right after this interview.
Okay, I'm glad our conversation was a reminder for you to do it. All right, now I have a few really random questions for you. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
Alright, but before that, we are taking a very short commercial break, so everyone stay with us.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malade Studio.
Alright everyone, we're back. This is Blaster Talk Show, and I have Tom Tykke here with me. And he's ready for a few really random questions. So, first one, what's your favorite food?
Okay, I wasn't ready. it's probably pizza. I could eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, any time of the day. The only problem is that it's sort of the older you get, the less pizza will agree with you. But I do eat it every once in a while. I'm not able to eat it every day. But it's still one of my favorite foods. I think the other one would be smoked salmon.
All right, sounds great to me. And my next question is, are you a cat person or a dog person? And do you have any pets of your own?
I don't have any pets because I'm allergic, or I became allergic as a young kid. I had a dog when I was before my allergies kicked in. But I'm definitely a dog person. There's no question about that.
All right, so beware of the next question. If you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
I would want to be invisible.
Okay.
Because that's how you can get everywhere. And you can just truly find out about stuff. Also, being invisible will keep you safe. I think it's about the coolest superpower there is. That's even before you asked this question. I've toyed around with the idea ever since I was a little kid. I definitely want to be, or definitely would want to have the power of becoming invisible whenever I want to.
All right, and last but not the least, is there anything you would like to say to your fans?
Yeah, I suppose. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. You make this possible. None of it would be possible without you. And I'm hoping you'll enjoy the few EPs that are going to be released next year, and the Impersonators album, of course. That's it. And stay safe.
You too, Tykke. Thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show, and we would be happy to talk to you again anytime.
He had a great time, and whenever you want me back on the show, just drop me a note.
Of course, we definitely will. Okay, everyone, this was Blaster Talk Show. My guest today was Tom Tykka. Make sure to check out his work. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.